Iconoclasm, literally the breaking of images, is one of the most well-known and misrepresented Byzantine events. This was the conflict over the use and value of images portraying sacred persons, and it's a hotly debated issue in the history of the Byzantine Empire from the early 8th to the middle of the 9th century. The main problems facing the study of iconoclasms are two. First, the fact that more or less all Byzantine sources that referred to it were written by those who championed the use of images, the iconophiles, and as such, they are clearly biased. Secondly, the interpretation of iconoclasm in modern scholarship includes quite conflicting views, which make it difficult to look at the topic in a more sober and objective way. In this narrative, four dates, at least, are indisputable. The Council of Hieria in 754 that officially imposed iconoclasm as church dogma. The Seventh Ecumenical Council of Nicaea that reversed it in 787. The Council of Hagia Sophia that reinstated iconoclasm in 815. And the Triumph of Orthodoxy, the final restoration of icon veneration in 843. What is still hotly debated is when iconoclasm actually began, and more specifically, whether the Emperor Leo III, who ruled from 717 to 741, was actually responsible for inaugurating it, as the later iconophile accounts, all written after 800, clearly state. The evidence for this is quite straightforward, if accepted at face value, but many scholars argue that it represents a massive rewriting of history after 843 that did not shy away from changing texts to fit a specific agenda.